It is KMRS, 1230 AM, 107.7 FM. It's Murphy here. Time now for our community connection. And I'm pleased to have Superintendent Shane Munson from our schools. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me in on a beautiful, Thursday morning
already.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, this week's going by quick for me. All right. Yeah. So what are we talking about today? What's on the agenda?
Well, as you know, we're closing in on the end of August here, and you know what that means for schools. We're in our busy season, getting ready for school to kick off. So tonight at Morris Area, we have our open house from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. We welcome all families and students to come meet their teachers if they'd like, tour the building, find your classrooms, find your lockers, bring supplies in and put in your lockers if you need to or would like to do that. We have 7th grade orientation this evening, new student orientation, and then lots of information at the open house, including our new transportation changeover. We'll have transportation there as well, so if you have questions, you can get those answered. It's just going to be a really busy time. It's supposed to be a beautiful day, so come on out and visit our schools, and you can check out what's going on in our building update and what's going on there too.
All right. Yeah, that's going on from 5 to 8 this evening. So yeah, go check that out. And speaking of the building update, what's going on there?
Yeah, if you've been by the school, you're seeing lots of progress happening. Our building update, so they've poured footings for the new addition. The foundations kinds of things are happening. Dirt work's being moved. All of those things are getting done. The drop-off pickup lane has been resurfaced, so that's looking very nice as well. So the parking lot's back in use for the open house tonight and all of that stuff. You can park in front of the building, come in as usual, and don't hesitate to check out that project and its progress. There's fencing around there, so please obviously stay out of the construction zone, but you're welcome to take a look at it. And then another exciting step that you'll see here about mid-September, around the 20th, is the walls will go up on the new building addition, and those walls are precast walls, so they come in sections, and so it'll go up quickly. It's not, in the olden days, in previous days, you know, if you did a cement wall or a brick wall, it was brick by brick, and it took a lot of time to build those walls. There'll be a crane out there, and they're prefab made in an environment that's pure, you know, so they cure and are ready to go, and they come out and set them on the footings and put them up, and so that we should see the building being contained by the end of September with the walls. So that'll be an exciting time too, and we'll try and keep you informed if you want to come out and take a look at that. We'll get some pictures as well, so check those out. And then on the tennis courts, we're still making progress, as you know. Unless you haven't been around the last month and a half, we've gotten a lot of rain, so we're dealing with the water table rising and trying to get the tennis court building, the storage and bathroom building. We have to get footings in and things like that, and we're dealing with water and trying to get the water pumped out and that kind of stuff. We're still in progress and on time. It's just we're running into some typical construction things. So yeah. I just talked to our construction manager this morning, and he's feeling good about where we are and moving along. So it's an exciting time. I encourage everybody, and again, can't thank the community enough for supporting that project. It's an exciting time at Morris Area Schools to see that come to life.
Absolutely. Yeah. And what about any updates on the transportation?